Now, what I'm going to read you next may upset some of you, but it's absolutely true.
There are loads of facts. The public hasn't been informed. The time to start is now.
0096. They know this is real. I believe they know more than they're letting on. And I believe they have a good reason not to make it all public.
0096. Welcome, listeners, to the first episode of The Pod Is Out There, until the government shuts us down.
We're recording live from a bunker, a basement, a trailer. Who knows?
We swear to tell you the truth, and nothing but the truth.
I'm here, and I am the nose.
I am Gamma.
I am Slick.
And we are here to tell you the truth.
Today's episode will just be a rundown of what we all kind of believe in, what conspiracies we're looking at lately, and, you know, just a little introduction to all of us.
So, Slick, tell me about yourself.
Does that mean, like, tell me about, like, what I believe in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, do you, like, want me to...
All right. Well, for starters, the Mandela effect is, like, for sure every fucking Mandela effect ever I believe in, because y'all are playing.
Okay, there's some that I feel like people put in there just to jump on the bandwagon. Like,
true.
There's some that I've seen, I'm just like, no, you just...
But most of the, like,
but there's
real
a lot,
ones
yeah,
are, like...
Like the Berenstain Bears.
Oh, my God, I can't.
They weren't the Berenstain
Literally,
Bears.
My professor just said it, like... the version we all know the other day in class, and I'm like, I wanted to speak up and just like start ranting about conspiracy theories, but I was like, I don't want to be that person.
Well, for our listeners who don't know what the Mandela effect is, why don't you go into that just briefly?
Okay, so for one, I know I remember, and I know you don't remember this because I talked to you a while ago about this, but when Darth Vader says, Luke, I am your father, he actually says, no, I am your father.
Right.
And a lot of people remember it as Luke, I am your father. Me, I remember it like that. That's one of them, where something like, where people think we go in like a parallel universe where like little things change, and then some people start to catch on. So that's like kind of what the Mandela effect is.
Right.
And it started because... this guy, I don't remember his name, but his
Nelson
last name.
Mandela.
Yeah, thank you. People thought
this
he,
guy,
like...
this guy.
I was going to say his last name, but yeah. I couldn't remember his first name. Everybody thought he died in prison, but then, like, a couple years after people thought he died in prison, and it was, like, in the paper and stuff, he was, like, released from prison. So that, like, started the whole Mandela effect, because people...
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, the one I said, like, people remember reading the Berenstain Bears, STEIN,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden someone pulled up, you know, a picture, was like, wait, you guys, it was the Berenstain Bears, STEIN,
yeah.
And everyone, like, no, I mean, maybe not everyone, but most people that are like that, you know, look into this and stuff are like, no, we definitely all remember Steen.
Yeah, I remember Steen.
I remember Steen, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Same.
Sounds like a fun rabbit hole to go down.
Yeah, we could probably do a whole podcast on that.
Yeah, we'll definitely do an episode on the Mandela effect. That'd be pretty cool.
We'll bring some extra little things to look into.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So what are some other things that you believe in, Slick?
Me? Oh, okay. Well, aliens, but that's not. I don't know. Well,
it is
conspiracy.
Yeah, let's talk about aliens.
Well, the fact that every time there's, like, in California, say, like, random lights in the sky and, like, random, like, blue, like, sparks and stuff, every time the government just shuts it down right away and says, oh no, we were just testing like rockets or like military stuff. Like every time though,
also
that's ridiculous to me.
Do you ever notice the fact that whenever something does happen like that, where like there was really recently someone who like came out and like was confirmed, like, I mean, I didn't read like super into the article, but like they can pretty much look like, yeah, it's confirmed, like aliens have been spotted, have been like seen, and like do you know what I'm talking about?
I think, are you talking about when the Air Force came out and went public about how like,
yeah,
they have like a whole division studying that, and like there was like a video clip of them talking about it, and like it was from a fighter, air fighter.
Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah, because, like, you were the one that told me about it, and, but just, like, stuff like that, like, you know, when, and, like, the blue lights and stuff, but how quickly those things fall out of the, like, the public eye, it's kind of insane, like,
it's
how
fishy.
Quickly, yeah, it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And to bounce off that, like, NASA does their, like, live space recordings, and every time something, like, flies into the recording or something, that, it's not, like, a meteorite, it, like, looks like a spaceship, they like cut off their live feed and like say they're having like maintenance problems and like have to fix this stuff every time. Like there's so many times
that
that's happened. Yeah, so like that's fishy. Like y'all are hiding something from us for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Yeah, or was it last year where that weird, like that weirdly shaped, they didn't call it a meteorite, but they called it like a, and they didn't call it a UFO either, but like, well, I guess it would be because unidentified flying object.
Yeah.
But it came into like the solar system. It was like long and like, do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
I feel like I remember.
It was like
it
looked like a tube almost, and like it, the way they were saying like the way it flew, like it went through the air, or the, not the air, but like space, like it did not represent like what a normal like meteorite or, you know, just asteroid would mimic.
You know, that's interesting too, because I know I've heard a lot of stories of sightings where it is that cylindrical kind of cigar shaped craft, and you know that is pretty consistent throughout a lot of stories, is the shape of crafts. Mm-hmm. Like it seems like there's several different classifications, but like there's the round ones, the triangle ones, and the cigar ones.
It's spooky, man.
Yeah, it's very spooky.
The government's shutting us down.
Better not. We haven't even finished the first episode yet.
All right. Well, what do you guys believe in, Jane?
Nose.
What do you believe in?
Don't say my slave name.
We'll cut that out.
My government name.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever looked into that? I don't know if it's like how to like say I believe in it, but it's just like something that I've like watched like stuff on, and like it's really weird. Have you looked into like the Denver airport?
I've been to the Denver airport plenty of times, actually.
Did you ever look around at like all the murals and stuff?
I think so. I mean, when I've been there, I've had long layovers there, but I usually try to find a very weird corner so I can hide and take a nap, or like I had a 15-hour layover and I did like homework for 12 of those hours, so I wasn't really paying attention as much.
Well, so in the airport there's like murals that depict like very like just strange and creepy things. Like Slick's got a picture of it if you want to look at it.
Like,
see that.
If you want, or you can like,
that's about lizard people, which is another conspiracy theory I could talk about, like
lizard people.
But yeah, that like, is strange.
Yeah,
so
maybe
just,
we can like
just
put
to
a
describe
link.
This picture I'm seeing, it is looks like a almost like a old German officer uniform with like a gas mask with a gun and a sword, and there's like people cowering, and
literally
like
just
a
Google
broken, like, yeah, like
Denver
a,
airport,
yeah, just
and
go
then
ahead and,
images.
Yeah, it's
there's
very
so
strange.
Many.
Yeah, and so like people believe that. It either was like, it's like there's like satanic symbols within like some of the murals, and then there's also right out front there's like a plaque, and the Freemason symbol is on that, so like they link it a lot to that too. And like there's also a bunch of conspiracies about like the Freemasons also maybe being the Illuminati, and It's crazy. There's so much stuff that goes into this airport.
Did I ever tell you that my great-grandfather was a Freemason?
Really?
Yeah. For a while, I really wanted to get into Freemasonry because he was a Freemason, and he had this very ornate ceremonial sword that we just kept on our wall, and like it was mostly because I wanted a cool sword that
who doesn't want a cool sword?
8 years old, I'm like, man, I want to be a Mason.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know a whole lot, but I've been to a public ceremony that they've had, and that was weird.
Yeah.
Very, very weird.
I don't know. There was something else about the Denver airport that I was going to say. Well, I was just about to say, like, just think though, like that mural and like other ones that are like very similar to that. Like the kids are walking by that. Like, that's not a fun airport mural. That's just, like, creepy.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah, this is the sword.
Oh, that's kind of cool. It's got, like, a little helmet on the pommel. Is that it?
The hilt.
Yeah, the hilt.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. And...
sword lingo.
The blade has a bunch of symbols and stuff all the way through it. Ooh. It's very interesting.
The other thing, like, that we probably... I wouldn't want to go into very much into the first episode because it can either get very controversial or just very deep is 9/11.
Yeah.
Being an inside job. I've watched a lot of stuff recently and there's like some weird things people like have said or like that they like people that were there and stuff that it's I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore.
I definitely agree. Personally, I think it was what's the vice president's name?
Who was vice president? Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
I think it was more him and Rothschild than Bush. Bush was just kind of a front man.
Okay. I haven't seen like that part of it into it, so you'll have to show me some of that.
Yeah, definitely. But. I'll share some stuff, and we'll definitely talk about 9/11 at some point through the series. This is that's one of the big touchstones of conspiracy. You have to talk about that.
Yeah. But what about you? Alpha, I almost
gamma.
Gamma. We went gamma.
Yeah. Well, I believe that we are not alone in the universe.
Absolutely.
And I think it's arrogant to believe that we are.
For sure.
I'm kind of going in the middle of upheaval in my own beliefs. Because I'm in the middle of leaving my own religion, or the religion I grew up in. A lot of my beliefs kind of were based into that, but I believe in interpersonal conspiracies, like something that really, just like right in front of our face is Jeffrey Epstein, and...
I don't know that one off the top of my head.
This just happened, so...
I think I've heard of it, but, like, I just, like, haven't gone into looking into it yet.
So, Jeffrey Epstein, you know about kind of what he was doing, or...
No.
So, he was basically... He had his own private island, and there was a lot of world leaders and very rich and powerful men who would go there, and he would have a lot of underage girls, and that kind of stuff going on.
I think I do remember hearing about this.
But so he was going to be testifying against Trump, pretty much. They had subpoenaed him.
Oh.
And this is after he was arrested, like, in June.
Okay.
And he was put in maximum security on suicide watch. They found him dead by suicide.
Jesus.
How do you commit suicide in a maximum security federal prison
somebody,
on suicide watch.
Right.
Somebody killed him.
Yeah. Like that shit, like it's right in front of our faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's even like in the church I was in, I was a Mormon, like there are a lot of hidden things. Like I've been listening to some other information and like there's been evidence that the leaders of that church were actively trying to hide information about its history to the members of that church.
Dang.
And, you know, they call anything that isn't pro-Mormon propaganda, essentially, or like the Mormon side of history, instead of like historical fact, anything that isn't Mormon is anti-Mormon.
Gotcha.
Even if it's true historical fact, it's quote anti-Mormon.
Yeah.
And like that doesn't seem
right.
Right.
No, but then, like, at the same time, there's that happens in a lot of religions. Like, I had a friend who was, and like they were like an older person too. Like, they, you know, I was talking to them about religion. They're very Christian and not like Catholic or anything, just Christian. And we were talking about dinosaurs, I'm pretty sure, and they don't believe in dinosaurs like at all. Like, they,
really?
Yeah, they said like dinosaurs do not exist, and that I can't remember if this was exactly what I said, but like that they were like the bones were planted. And like that they don't believe that dinosaurs ever existed, and like the bones were either planted by like the devil or who knows what.
You know, when I was a kid, and like me trying to get over the cognitive dissonance of the creation story versus like evolution and dinosaurs and whatnot,
yeah.
Like I would always think that, you know, God is a God of science and he uses science, so he used the materials that were already here, and that the dinosaur bones and then the fossils were in the material already. So that was something I believed as a kid, because I tried to convince myself that there was, had to be a reason that there was dinosaurs, but no evidence of dinosaurs in scripture.
Yeah, you know, actually, I kind of did that too when I was a kid. I kind of had like that almost exact same like belief where justification, where I was like, you know, like there must be a reason why they're together, and like I don't think it was exactly that, but pretty much the same way. I don't remember what I thought, but
right. You know, it's interesting. Like, the three of us have gone through some stuff in our lives, and just seeing the curiosities, but also like not taking fact from authority. Like, that's like, you have to question authority, you have to question things you're being told, and I think that comes naturally to the three of us.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
One other thing I was just thinking about, cameras, like phone cameras.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Phone cameras, laptop cameras.
Yeah. So have you guys ever seen like videos? I've only seen it on iPhones, but like if you take a video and record an iPhone from the front, you can see a little red dot blinking where the camera
is. It's the face sensor. Yeah, but means it's always going off.
Right. Which, like, that, like, I get it in the sense that maybe it's just trying to sense a face when it's on, you know, or when it's like up close, but still at the same time, you don't know. Yeah. There's no way to tell where that actually is going.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd
put some tape on that camera while you're not using it, folks. That's all I got to say.
I can't say anything better. You know, iPhones are crap, because I use Google, and Google's also crap. So like, it's either you don't get on with the technology program, or you allow yourself to be spied upon by every company you buy electronics from.
Yeah, which that's a whole other thing. Like, the amount into our lives that companies can look into now is ridiculous. Like,
even if you didn't hop on technology, you still can't avoid it, because your family members, they have an iPhone sitting right in front of you, who's listening to your conversation, who's listening to you. So like, you're not avoiding it.
I mean, just look at Edward Snowden. Like, that shit is real.
They're listening right now.
I'm sure.
Turn off your phones. Even then, that probably wouldn't help.
Our listeners are listening right now, hopefully.
True.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Cross your fingers. Our lizard listeners. To all your lizard listeners out there.
Yeah. The lizards, the grays, the blues, the Nordics.
How those scales doing?
Oh, so here's something that we can maybe talk about for a little bit. So I listened to another podcast called The Last Podcast on the Left, and they talk a lot about, they do a lot of alien episodes, a lot of conspiracy episodes. And what I find fascinating is that one of the hosts is probably the most into aliens, and he's actually, I think he's a part of MUFON now.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a UFO research group, okay. Like one of the official ones that have badges.
Ooh.
and a uniform and handbook, and you have to pay to be part of.
Oh, but, I want to be a part of that, but I can't pay.
Right.
Same.
But something he talks about a lot is that, in his opinion, that maybe like aliens and like the collective unconscious and all this stuff is like a psychic event rather than a physical event, that maybe we are seeing into another dimension, or like there's some frequency into our minds, into our not third eye, but like into the brainwave energy that we can sense, that it's psychic, not as much physical. But
that's interesting to me, because like, have you guys ever watched like videos about people who like tell their stories about when aliens
abducted?
Have you watched videos of people who tell their stories about when they believe they were abducted by aliens, and it's always like either they're like sleeping and they get woke up by like light, and then they don't remember much after that. They remember like maybe seeing like figures over them at one point, but that's like as much as they can remember, or they're like in some kind of daze where when they're getting abducted by the aliens. And that's just interesting to me that you say it could be like a psychic thing.
Go on.
Well, I was say, I mean, it could even, yeah, like if it's a psychic thing, then like these people, you know, they always go, oh, like, you know, you're still here, but like, what if they, you know, their minds left, but they didn't?
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, it also, an energy comes in form of waves. You know, and maybe there's something to be said about some sort of like brainwave energy resonating with your own brainwave energy. So when like the frequencies match and they harmonize, maybe that's something where the events are going down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because there's so many, you know, times where I've had almost, you know, the same thought as someone else, or, you know, we both like look at each other like, wait, did we just like say the same thing? Or,
right, yeah.
You know, the phenomenon that a lot of people always talk about is, you know, when you're thinking of a song and then you get in your car and all of a sudden that song's on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, like that, that also could be like radio waves, brain waves, you know, radio waves are all in the air.
We're sensitive to all of
that. Yeah, we're sensitive to that. So, I mean, like that could just be another part of that, you know, that we are sensitive to that kind of thing and also more.
Yeah. I think there's got to be something to it. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe there is, you know, still the physical side of things, and but I think that to really know the truth, you have to broaden your horizon and really think outside the box, but within the realm of scientific reality.
Yeah. And not be afraid to sound crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, of course, like a lot of the stuff that we're saying, you know, if someone wanted to disprove us, just be like, that sounds absolutely insane. But we don't know. Who knows? I don't know. They don't know.
Yeah, nobody knows, really. There's really no way to know the truth, because, honestly, sometimes truth can be subjective.
Ooh.
Ooh. I mean, it could be someone's truth about, let's use fake news, for example.
Okay.
Like, you can, like, especially during the 2016 election, there was so much out there, and you could select your own bubble of information that your truth was that Donald Trump was a honest, good man, good for the country, versus what a lot of other people's truth was the very opposite.
Right.
And so I feel like in the media we consume and the selective knowledge that we have, that reality can be subjective.
I get that. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, another thing about this alien thing, like paintings from history and stuff, when people paint like, well, there's like these paintings of like objects in the sky that look like UFOs, and like, who's gonna make up that when it's like a historical painting and stuff like that? And then I can like picture one of these images where like there's somebody looking off at the object that looks like a UFO in the distance, and then there's like something in the like foreground. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
There's like a person who's not noticing it or something. But like, how can we just not believe aliens aren't real if like there's proof that maybe they saw something back then, painted it?
Yeah.
Right. No, I right before we started recording, I was just kind of looking at like a broad overview of like some conspiracy theories, just to like, you know, familiarize myself with some that maybe I wasn't thinking of. But there's a ton about just, you know, different like cultures throughout history, you know, some of the things that they've created, you know, small statues that don't look exactly humanoid, you know, paintings, cave paintings, stuff like that. I mean, there's tons of different stuff out there that, you know, where did that belief come from? Where did that idea come from? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, sure, humans have always been very creative, but I feel to create something completely new out of nothing is a very, I mean, at least back then when the collective knowledge was so small, is a very hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even if we, like, somebody made up all this stuff, why would, like, the government always shut it down so fast when something, like, happens, you know?
Right.
Like, it wouldn't be creativity then, it'd be real life if they're trying to shut it, our beliefs down, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, I think that our society kind of self-regulates information, and the government is definitely part of that. That the government wants us to be good little sheeple and follow the line, you know, wake up, work, pay taxes, go to bed, die, and that's it. They don't want the status quo changing, because that could change things for them. But at the same time, as a society, even people outside of the government, we want to keep the status quo. We're resistant to change, and anything that is different to us scares us.
Isn't that like the whole point of like Harry Potter and Muggles?
Yeah.
Like that, they just don't see it because they don't want to believe.
Exactly. And, you know, there's actually a really great Lovecraft quote on Fear of the Unknown. Let me pull this up here. It says, "The oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear, and the oldest and strongest kind of fear is fear of the unknown."
Spooky.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what is Lovecraft?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, what... I'm just like, you can't... The most amount of fear you can have is of something that, like, you've never been able to imagine in your whole entire life. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's what all Lovecraft is, just these monstrosities that mankind could never fully, you know... create in their mind, and so they just go insane. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a parallel to just how humans are in general to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just look how easily people like Trump can make brown people the enemy. You know? Right.
Yeah.
Because they're different.
Right. Like, we just want to, yeah, we just want to find something easy, something you can wrap your mind around to fear. But there could be more.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I guess to bounce back on aliens, sorry, this is like my big, this is like my passion.
That's but, good.
Honestly, I don't think aliens necessarily are like, you know, green and like deformed. I don't know.
Right, yeah.
Like the, how we picture them, how everybody pictures them and draws them. Like, yeah. What if like there's just other planets out there that we don't know that are just like Earth, that evolved and have humans just like us, but technically they would be considered alien to our planet, so like there could just be tons of other humans out there, you know?
Uh-huh.
I think I agree with that more than the, you know, little green men. I mean
maybe those, yeah, are out there too, maybe. Right. You never know. Like,
and you know, lizards, like, I think lizards are a more, also another kind of creature that I could see gaining, yeah, sentience and whatnot, and, you know, becoming an entire race of like something that's reptilian, you know.
Right.
They're smart creatures, and who's to say in another situation that they couldn't have evolved like we had.
Right.
Yeah, I watched a video, it was like a meet and greet for Justin Bieber, and
yeah, I see, I
you,
saw
do
that.
You know what I'm talking, yeah, about? Where he like turned into a lizard and like his bodyguards were like yelling at the people who were like taking their phones out and stuff, saying like, you can't record this or I'm gonna beat you, and like he just transformed into a lizard in front of like all, yeah, his fans. And
so there's no actual video of that, like there's not a video, but it was the guy was talking,
yeah,
about
I watched
the
it
video.
Not okay. The video of it, like,
right.
I watched,
oh,
a
like,
video
there
about
actual
it
video.
No,
but
I wish
there is a video that, I mean, it's, you can take it as you want, but there is a video of Justin Bieber doing an interview, and like he blinks, and his eyes when he opens them just look very like reptilian,
yeah,
like that, like they do not look like his eyes. And he blinks again, and it goes back.
There's tons of videos of celebrities that,
yeah,
that happens to too.
What the fuck?
It's really
pretty
strange.
Sure, there's one of like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, if you just like
Katie
look it
Perry
up, you'll find a couple.
Man, got so many new rabbit holes from,
yeah,
me.
That's,
yeah,
what this podcast is good for.
Yeah,
we can,
yeah,
just keep finding more places to go.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting, too. Like, the three of us have very different, like, passions when it comes to rabbit holes. Like, you're obviously, Slick, very into aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to be into, like...
I don't even know what I'm into.
Yeah. But, like more supernatural.
Yeah.
Like maybe cryptozoology kind of,
yeah,
stuff. And I love that stuff, too. But I think I'm also really interested in political.
So political?
Political conspiracies and,
yeah,
and just people conspiracies as well.
Have, right, you heard of the one where Hillary Clinton's like hiding an illness from us?
I have seen that, yeah.
She like seizes on camera once and like nobody talks about it.
Yeah.
Like, or, how is that not,
or,
a,
yeah,
thing?
Or,
and
or
she like dies like coughing on stage,
yeah,
the whole time. Like,
well, there's a, she has like a bodyguard, or kind of, who like one time,
right,
when she started coughing, he like ran up and like was like,
yeah,
right,
there's
next
always
to her.
The same guy that's,
yeah,
with
the
her.
Yeah, same guy that's always,
so,
with
people,
her,
think it's like some type of doctor,
yeah,
that's always on,
well,
the scene.
I mean, it would make sense because, like, as someone in the public figure as much as she is, like when you're sick, you're not really allowed to be sick,
right.
And you're not really allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, like you can't cancel a whole. You know,
presidential campaign,
yeah,
because,
right,
because you got
sick. Yeah,
like
you lose then. That's
especially,
it.
Especially if it's against Donald Trump. And I mean, even if the outcome wasn't the greatest, you know, at least you still went.
Right, yeah.
I don't know,
which,
but
where the poll's rigged, that's another rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's so many things to really look into.
Yeah.
Do you guys like cryptids?
I do.
Yeah.
I don't. I feel like I don't look into them as much recently, but I do like the idea and like just like the concept of just, you know, beings that. Explain what exactly is like the definition for cryptid? like chupacabras and
just Sasquatch, kind of
like, yeah, like
and
beings that are mythical and just
I used to
folk creatures.
Uh-huh.
Growing up, I like was really into that stuff.
Yeah,
there I don't remember. There's like the giant bird one,
Mothman.
No, there was another one. It was like an actual like bird like thing where it was huge. I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's so many, like each community has
right.
a different, like, like in, I know in Michigan, there's the dog man that's like half human, half,
right.
half dog, or even I think in Connecticut or like somewhere on the Eastern Seaboard, there is an urban legend about either a man dressed in a bunny suit or a bunny-sized man who kills people with a fucking axe.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I grew up, like, right where the dog man is supposed to be based. Like, I am from, like, that county. So, like, that was always, like, a big, like, I loved listening to the dog man, like, looking into it and stuff. I also was really obsessed with, like, the Loch Ness Monster when I was younger. Like,
me too.
My whole life dream was to go to Lake Loch Ness and just try to find the Loch Ness Monster. Like, that was going to be my job when I was younger.
Yeah, I think, for me, Scooby-Doo got me really into
that. Yeah, that too.
Yeah,
but sure. I think I liked it before that, and then I saw that movie, I'm like, oh my god, now I really have to go.
Yeah, right.
We should definitely do an episode on that.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, or even just like specific cryptids would be.
Yeah,
would be cool.
And, that would be really cool.
Skinwalker Ranch would be another great episode to talk about. That's a Mormon. The owners of Skinwalker Ranch were Mormon.
Really?
Yeah.
Spooky.
I know. That's real spooky.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Well. I think that's everything we have for today. And until next time, think for yourself and question authority.
This is The Nose, signing off.
This is Slick, signing off.
This is Gamma, signing off.